Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has bumped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from 25% to 50%. That move already drawing criticism from Canada and the European Union. Prices could go up here in the U.S. on big ticket items and smaller grocery items packaged in cans. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House says no trade deals have been finalized between the U.S. and other countries, and the deadline coming to an agreement is just over a month away.
The administration continues to negotiate trade deals, and they're saying to trade partners all around the world, give us your best offer. We are 35 days out from the end of that 90-day pause. And the president told me himself, at the end of that, if trade deals are not reached with those countries, the tariffs will go into effect.
Severe storms continue in the nation's midsection and smoke from Canada wildfires dipping further south into U.S. states. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, tariff pressures weighing on the Dow. This is ABC News. Vice President J.D. Vance issuing strong calls to rebuild America's industrial base during remarks at the American Compass 5th Anniversary Gala in Washington, D.C. Vance emphasized the link between manufacturing, innovation, and national prosperity, and the vice president called the loss of skilled trades a national emergency. Closing arguments continuing in the retrial in New York of disgraced movie maker Harvey Weinstein, charged with assaulting three women. ABC's Jaisha Patel is outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
This retrial is happening after his original 2020 conviction was overturned after an appeal was filed by his legal team. He's facing counts of first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape, but Weinstein remains in custody here in New York because of his 2022 criminal conviction over in Los Angeles. He's appealing that conviction and a 16-year prison sentence for raping and assaulting a woman in 2013.
The jury could get the trial later today. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it's 74 degrees in Richland Center. Sun mixed with a few high clouds are in the forecast for this afternoon, with very nice lower humidity, a high of 77. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 52, and tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with a high of 78. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 74 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Smoke from Canadian wildfires began to worsen air quality in the eastern U.S. today, as several Midwestern states continued to battle conditions seemed unhealthy by the federal government. The fires have forced thousands of Canadians to flee their homes, and the smoke has even reached Europe. In the U.S., the Midwest continued to get the worst of the unhealthy air. A swath of that region of the U.S. had unhealthy air quality today, according to an Environmental Protection Agency map. The National Weather Service has extended the air quality alert for Wisconsin through noon Thursday. Sensitive groups should consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside. Go inside if you have symptoms. People with asthma, follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease, symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue may indicate a serious problem. If you have any of these, contact your health care provider. Everyone else, keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Improving air quality is expected to move into Wisconsin from the northwest today. However, smoke will continue to impact surface air quality across southern and eastern Wisconsin. Unhealthy AQI is most likely in eastern areas near the Green Bay and Lake Michigan water bodies. Unhealthy for sensitive groups, AQI is more likely for western portions of the advisory area. For more information on current air quality, go online to airquality.wi.gov. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced the recall of several items. Springville Meat and Cold Storage Company, Incorporated in Utah, is recalling approximately 15,000 pounds of heat-treated, shelf-stable, ready-to-eat beef jerky, beef snack stick products, and voluntarily inspected elk, venison, and buffalo jerky products due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. The product contains anchovies, a known allergen which is not declared on the product label. The beef jerky and beef stick items were produced on various dates from May 30, 2023 to May 30, 2025. There are multiple product labels and lot codes associated to the recall. The products subject to recall bear establishment number EST0528 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. A public health alert for ground beef products that may be contaminated with E. coli. The raw ground beef item was produced on May 22nd and 23rd, 2025. The 1-pound vacuum packages of Organic Rancher organic ground beef, 85% lean, 15% fat, with use or freeze by 06/19/25 and 06/20/25, as represented on the packaging. The product bears establishment number EST4027 inside the USDA mark of inspection. This item was shipped to distributor locations in Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, and Maryland, and was further distributed to Whole Foods Market retail locations nationwide. And Sulu Organics LLC, a Bartlett, Illinois establishment, is recalling approximately 6,000 pounds of pork lard and beef tallow products that were produced without the benefit of federal inspection. The pork lard and beef tallow items were produced on various dates from December 2024 to March 2025. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide and do not bear the USDA mark of inspection. Consumers who have purchased any of these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. Richland Center City Administrator Ashley Oliphant shared with the council last night that the City, County, and Simons Foundation have been awarded an innovation planning grant in the amount of $62,000. This grant is for shared services, thus the three entities working together for analysis for the future operations of Simons. She added that the city has also been awarded a $32,000 award for its GIS mapping system. Oliphant also gave an update on pool maintenance needed as the Woodman Aquatic Center begins to age. She added the system is very sophisticated and cost a lot of money to maintain. She added, with every challenge, people have stepped up to help. The council considered rezoning of a tax parcel at 26554 County Highway O, which currently houses LP tanks for Feral Gas. While reviewing the area, it was determined that the parcel had been used for this purpose, which is prohibited in a commercial district. No records allowing the storage of tanks could be located. After receiving notification of the violation, the agent owner opted to pursue rezoning the parcel. The Planning Commission moved the request forward for approval by the council. Both Zoning Administrator Matt Williams and Corporate Counsel Michael Windle both voiced opposition to approving this request due to the comprehensive plan the council has already approved, as well as it would lead to spot zoning. Talk then ensued on the possibility of swapping land that would fulfill the needs of both parties. In order for a swap to work, it would have to be zoned for industrial use, which is different from the industrial park. The council moved to postpone a decision at this time. The Richland Center City Council approved a number of alcohol, tobacco, and municipal licenses, an annual event done each year for businesses in good standing. The council also approved temporary Class B licenses to Driftless Angler and Fly Fishing Show at the Starlight 14 Drive-In Friday, June 6th, the 80 German Warehouse Conservancy for a private event at the Warehouse Alley on June 21st, the Greater Richland Area Chamber Taste of the Hills event on June 21st, and Southwest Partners, Inc., doing business as Richland Rejuvenates RC Thunderfest on June 28th. The council also approved for elected officials to upload Google Voice to their phone to keep personal and city business separate, but on one phone, amending the financial policy to include cost allowability for charges against federal awards as presented, a conditional use permit to Quick Trip East to allow a motor fuel station, and the sale of equipment. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Four bills mirror provisions pulled from Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. JFC member Senator LaTanya Johnson calls them common sense. Attorney General Josh Call also has remarks.
The reason we keep coming back to this issue is because every year, in fact, every month, there are lives that are lost to gun violence in this state.
Physicians were on hand at the Capitol Tuesday to support a safe summer package of firearms bills. Dr. Sophie Kramer of Madison notes suicide accounts for most gun violence deaths in Wisconsin and nationally.
Universal background checks. 87% of Wisconsinites agree with that. 48-hour waiting period. Red flag laws. And we missed an opportunity to do something about ghost guns.
That was Senator LaTanya Johnson. This is Dr. Sophie Kramer.
Research tells us that those at greatest risk of suicide by firearm are older men in rural areas. In Wisconsin, suicide is taking the lives of our veterans, our farmers, and even our law enforcement officers.
Guns are the leading cause of death for children in Wisconsin and nationally. Dr. Kelly Snooks is a pediatric critical care physician at Children's Wisconsin.
As a doctor in the pediatric ICU, I have seen it all. I've seen the young teenage boy that was killed by a firearm-related suicide. I've seen the young girl that was killed when another child accessed an improperly stored firearm and accidentally shot and killed her.
Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison says too many guns fall into the hands of young people.
Just 2 weeks ago, one of my relatives was critically injured in Beloit and had to be met right here to Madison, and he is still fighting for his life. He's only 17 years old and was shot by a 15-year-old.
Democrats proposed universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchase, a red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a free directly from the website. It's 72 Hazy, sunshiny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Our weekly visit with Michelle Reinen is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
WRCO 100.9.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m., or longer if attendees remain, at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Bring Dad out for a sizzling event of grilled favorites, drinks, and a dazzling lineup of classic cars. It's the perfect way to celebrate Dad with great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. That's the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, June 12th, 5 through 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Be there and cruise into a great time. All are welcome to bring your classic car and join in the fun. Help them celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh-picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share, EBT, and SNAP Quest cards are also welcome, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compeer Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Many organizations do different things to help raise money for worthy causes. Unfortunately, there are scammers who find ways to make money, including going door to door pretending to be from a charitable organization. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A consumer recently lost $4,000 to a scammer who was pretending to represent a charitable organization. What happened here is this consumer was approached by two door-to-door solicitors who asked for a donation, and the solicitor said that they were volunteering for this organization's foundation and even provided the consumer with promotional literature explaining the charity's mission, which really convinced the consumer that the charity was legitimate. Well, the individual, the consumer, decided to make a $40 donation, and one of the scammers then scanned the consumer's credit card with their phone to process the transaction, and they asked the consumer to fill out a questionnaire, and the scammer promised that they would send an email receipt to the consumer. Well, the consumer didn't get that receipt, and so they checked their credit card account and noticed that they had not paid $40, but $4,000. By then, the scammers were long gone, and the interaction only lasted about 20 minutes.
Consumers should always be cautious if approached by a door-to-door solicitor claiming to be from a charitable organization. They go to great lengths to make themselves look legitimate when they are not. There are different things that can be done to donate to a charity to avoid being scammed.
Use your credit card. Try and respond quickly if you think you've been scammed, but ask some questions. Ask the individual soliciting for specific details about the organization, its name, address, phone number, but don't make that donation with cash, a payment app, cryptocurrency, or other payment methods. The credit card at least allows for some traceability and some added protections. The best thing to do is let anyone who's seeking a donation serve as a reminder for you to make your donation, but go do it yourself. Log into the website using your own reliable information. Make that phone call to the charity yourself. And check things out ahead of time at give.org or charitynavigator.org rather than just responding to links and emails and door knocks that you may receive.
Michelle Reinen suggests the best way to donate.
If you have a local branch to an organization you want to give to, drive there and hand them that check or credit card, or certainly you can even mail it to that local organization because you'll see the work in your community. And some want to support things further out, and that's great too. Just be sure you check them out and you're confident that you're giving to that actual organization and not an imposter.
If you suspect or are a victim of a door-to-door charity scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Today is Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. As the state begins to warm up, you should pay closer attention to the health and well-being of yourself and loved ones throughout the warmer months. To encourage everyone to take steps to prevent heat-related illnesses or deaths, Governor Tony Evers declared June 4th as Heat Awareness Day. High temperatures, especially when combined with humidity, can quickly cause heat-related illnesses, such as heat exhaustion or heat stroke. The National Weather Service issues advisories for high heat to help warn people of these potential dangers. People of all ages are at risk of getting heat-related illnesses. While extreme heat can put everyone at risk of heat illnesses, the heat health risks are greatest for infants and children, older adults, people who are pregnant, people who work or exercise in the heat, people without a home, and people with chronic conditions such as breathing difficulties, heart conditions, mental health conditions, diabetes, kidney diseases, or obesity. In 2024, two heat-related deaths occurred in Wisconsin, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 668 Wisconsinites also visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year. During periods of intense heat, DHS urges people to watch for early signs of heat illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps, whether they're at home, working outdoors, or participating in outdoor activities. Ready Wisconsin and DHS recommend following these tips to beat the heat and stay safe during heat waves. Remain inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible during the hottest parts of the day. Call 211 to find an accessible cool place near you. If you don't have access to air conditioning or a basement, take a cool shower, soak your feet or arms in cold water, or place a cool wet cloth on your forehead. Keep your windows covered to avoid direct sunlight. Drink plenty of fluids and avoid alcoholic, caffeinated, or high sugar drinks. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Never leave a child or pet unattended inside a parked car. After just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of a car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Seek medical attention right away if you develop heat stroke symptoms such as confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, body temperature above 104 degrees, or nausea and vomiting. Check in with loved ones and neighbors during heat waves, especially if they last a few days. Check for signs of heat illness and make sure they are cool and hydrated. Limit your pet's time outdoors and make sure they have access to fresh drinking water. If the pavement is too hot for your hands, it is too hot for their paws. During periods of intense heat, each National Weather Service forecast office uses multiple tools to assess the potential for heat-related health issues. One of those tools is the heat index, which measures how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. The National Weather Service uses these tools to issue the following heated-related alerts as conditions warrant. An extreme heat warning is issued when the maximum heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees or higher and not go below 75 degrees for a heat index the morning prior or after. If the maximum heat index will be between 100 and 104 for 4 days in a row, a warning will be issued. Heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an extreme heat event within the next 1 to 3 days. A heat advisory is issued when the heat index temperature is expected to be 100 degrees or higher. If the maximum heat index will be between 95 and 99 degrees for 4 days in a row, then an advisory will also be issued. The outlooks are issued when the potential exists for an excessive heat event in the next 3 to 7 days. Find more tips on preparing for heat waves at readywisconsin.wi.gov/extreme-heat or preventing heat-related illnesses at dhs.wisconsin.gov/climate/weather/heat-illness.htm. It's 73 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Are you ready for your family reunions, weddings, and summer fun? This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. If you're like me, you take loads of pictures to remember those events. Let me help you preserve those memories in a beautiful scrapbook album. At my store, I categorize my products by theme so that it's easy to find what you want when you're shopping. Come on in and see what I've got at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 72 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, June 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Geary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held Thursday at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Geary Ingersoll is survived by his brother, Robert and Rose Ingersoll of Fort Atkinson, sisters Gail and Jim Southard Seeley of Alabama, Susan Zinn of Lake Mills, and Kathy Price of Virginia, also many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Geary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet, died April 28th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at the Pratt Memorial or at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet from 9 until 11 with a funeral service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Jerry Coleman is survived by his children, Heather Coleman of Richland Center, Bethany and Jeremy Payne of Mineral Point, Danielle Coleman and Ryan Muller of Red Granite, and Brianna and Benjamin Hackle of Muscadet. 7 grandchildren, his siblings, Karen and Cliff Schneider and Joe Coleman of Muscadet, stepsisters, Diane Rasmussen of Madison, Deb and Dick Smith of Florida, Denise Hansen of North Dakota, and Barb Wilson of Texas, and his partner, Martha Joel Krieger of Cuba City. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89, of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Kenneth Kelbell include his wife, Leona, 3 children, Lorna Winsick, Lisa Kelbell, and Ava Von Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbell. 4 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and a nephew. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89, of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rick and Susan Orsburn, Bud and Penny Schwanz, Tim and Tony Gunningham, and Don and Sue Wallace. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the drier air is punching in behind the cold front, which passed through last evening and brought us the rainfall. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today and tomorrow, and the smoke not quite as thick as it was either. Temperatures will remain seasonably mild here for a few days, gradually drop a bit below normal by Sunday and Monday as the airflow comes in out of central Canada. We could see some spotty showers from Friday all the way through early next week, with a couple of disturbances sliding down from the northwest, but nothing that long-lasting or heavy expected, so rainfall totals over the period probably just about a quarter inch, maybe half inch at most. Looking further down the road, it does look like we could be setting a table for some more intense type heat and humidity as we head toward the mid part of June. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Look for sunshine mixed with some high clouds. Rather comfortable for this time of the year with a high of 77. Northwest to north wind between 5 and 10. Mainly clear tonight, temperature falling back to 52. And tomorrow looks rather nice once again with partly cloudy skies. High in the upper 70s, northwest west wind near 5. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of a light shower, low at 54, high in the mid 70s. For Saturday, mixed skies with a couple of isolated showers possible, low in the mid 50s with a high near 76. Sunday showers likely through the early afternoon, breezy with partial clearing later, low in the mid 50s with a high near 71. For Monday, mostly cloudy and cool with just a few light showers, low 51, high 69. And by Tuesday, breaks of sunshine and chilly, chance of sprinkles, low 49 with a high of 69 degrees. Enjoy that sunshine out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly cloudy and hazy and 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, 75. The record high for this date set in 1948 is 91. The record low, 36, was set in 1995. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be 8:37, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.12. Relative humidity is 54% and no precipitation to report. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some East Coast farmers become water quality heroes today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Once blamed for the degraded water quality in the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland farmers are now helping to make the bay cleaner. Chip Bowling is on the Maryland Grain Producers Association board and also vice chair and treasurer of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. He says there are both state and federal restrictions on nutrient management for Maryland farms.
But we learned that this is something you have to live with. It wasn't that bad. The state actually stepped up and started cost-sharing some of these things to help us change. There was definitely the money in there for that when the mandate came about. So that made things a little easier. You talk about how can companies work with farmers to get them to start working with them. Well, money talks.
In fact, says Bowling, farmers have done such a great job with water quality, they're being asked to offset poorer quality water from other sources.
We are implementing these practices and improving the water quality in the bay. It is now a fact that Maryland farms are helping to improve the water quality in the bay, and that the rural and suburban sprawl that we have in the development is actually harming the bay. So they're now needing farmers to help clean the bay up.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. An extension agronomist with Kansas State University says the recent rains could help increase winter wheat yields. Tina Sullivan, who covers Northeast Kansas, says the moisture over the last 2 weeks has improved crop conditions.
We were a little concerned when the USDA came out with that 40 to 50 bushels per acre in some of our wheat fields, because like, are we going to make it? Now I've gotten that timely rain, so we should probably get to that 40 to 50 bushel range, maybe even more.
But she tells Brownfield she's concerned about lodging.
I have seen some damage in southeast Kansas, and I've heard reports from southwest Kansas of some of those winds that were associated with some of the squall lines or just areas of storms where wheat has lodged.
Sullivan says those areas may not be a complete loss and will depend on if the crop can pick itself up prior to harvest. Domestic diseases are a concern for U.S. pork producers gathering in Des Moines for the World Pork Expo this week. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp is there with this report.
National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphrey says there continue to be outbreaks of porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome.
I don't know of a single pork producer that hasn't struggled with this horrific disease that we call PERS, and there are other diseases. We're running into some PEDV issues and other things out there as well.
NPPC President Dwayne Statler, a pork producer from Ohio, tells Brownfield PERS is destructive.
It's one of those things we deal with. There's no magic pill or there's no magic formula for it at this time, but we're working towards that.
From World Pork Expo, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. Senior research analyst Matt Erickson with Terrain says there could be an opportunity for producers to capitalize on price volatility this year.
One effective approach could be to spread sales throughout the marketing year. I know a lot of producers use options to maintain price flexibility in the marketplace, and then they can also diversify or combine their marketing strategies to help mitigate some downside risk.
He tells Brownfield now is a good time for producers to stress test their balance sheet. New farm machinery is focusing on more technology, operator comfort, and ease of maintenance. Brownfield's Larry League takes a closer look at one example.
Manufacturers are improving the performance and ease of use for machinery. Shane Campbell with John Deere says new F8 and F9 forage harvesters are a good example.
We have three different cab packages. We have Gen 5 displays. We have extended displays. We also have some automation features coming with the new cab and the new electrical system on the machine that will help make harvesting easier for the folks.
Campbell says the upgraded choppers have technology to manage engine speed, harvest speed, and even measure the feed values as they chop, cutting down on lab samples and allowing farmers to make real-time management decisions about that new forage. From the University of Wisconsin Arlington Research Station, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We have three auctions at the end of June. On Friday, June 20th, our classic tractor auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have a nice lineup of classic tractors, and we also have boats, a motorcycle, and a load of smalls to buy, too. On Friday, June 27th, we have Joe Ziegler's Massey Harris Tractor Collection at his farm outside of Arlington. This auction features 30-plus tractors, two skid loaders, trucks, a nice trailer, and tons of classic tractor memorabilia. On Monday, June 30th, we have our equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard with another load of skid loaders, trucks, trailers, attachments, and more. Hey, give us a call if you have stuff to sell. We're ramping up for our huge equipment consignment auction in August at the Muscadet Auction Yard. And we have a number of online-only auctions coming up as well. Keep your eyes on the website for great opportunities to buy and sell with Wilkinson Auctions. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs had a solid start to the day. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again to start the day Wednesday. Bids have been very hard to find. Asking prices in the South are at $226 live, but still haven't been established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers sold $3 to $12 higher, with a large majority of the consignments weaned and vaccinated calves and yearlings. There were also several loads of yearlings in the offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 595 pounds, brought $389 to $417. Feeder steers, 752 to 796 pounds, brought $316 to $349. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 557 to 582 pounds, brought $335 to $355. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $1.21 at $366.65. Select was 29 cents lower at $356.23. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to struggle with inconsistency that includes pork values. Demand also remains crucial to the market. The industry is optimistic that domestic demand will see a boost with the return of the summer grilling season. Global demand has been strong overall, helping provide some price support, but China remains a wild card. Hog weights were up slightly on the week, but are more than 2 pounds below year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $95 to $105 and a weighted average of $102.36. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $102.36 and the Western Corn Belt also had a weighted average of $102.36. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $69 and pork values are higher at midday up 53 cents at $106.63. Bellies were sharply higher. Butts, ribs, loins, and hams, however, were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up today on short covering, technical buying, and the lower move in the dollar index. The trade is reacting, at least to some degree, to reports that China and the United States could talk tariffs soon. U.S. planting and development conditions continue to generally look favorable. July beans are up 8 at 10.48 and 3 quarters. August is 7 and a quarter higher at 10.41 and a half. July bean meal's up $3.40 at $297.90. July soybean oil's down 21 points at $46.60. Corn's up, watching development weather with more rain expected in some areas over the next couple of weeks. Ethanol production and exports are both up on the week. July corn's 4 higher at $442.50. September's up 5.50 at $429. And after a mixed start, wheat has turned higher. Monitoring weather and the impact on spring wheat development and early winter wheat harvest activity. Globally, parts of China remain dry, while portions of Europe could see some rain. July Chicago's 8 higher at 544. July Kansas City's up 4 and a quarter at 541. July Minneapolis is 5 and 3 quarters higher at 624. Live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get underway. Asking prices are $226 live, still nothing yet for the dress basis, and no bids are being reported yet. Choice box beef was higher at midday, select was lower. August live's up $210 at $211.85. October's $2 higher at $209.92. August feeders are up $1.97 at $303.20. September's $1.97 higher at $302.40. And hogs are up with pork higher at midday. July lean's up 60 cents at $105.17. August is $1.22 higher at $107.67. The Dow's up about 45 points. Crude oil's lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all.
crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The important role bees play in food production. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In the first part of 2025, commercial beekeepers across the U.S. have reported significant losses to their honeybee colonies. Dr. Terry Ryan Kane, an officer with the Honeybee Veterinary Consortium and a bee veterinarian, says bees play an essential role in the plant ecosystem and are a crucial component of a robust U.S. food supply.
We cannot live without our pollinators, so they really are probably the most important livestock animal to agriculture are these insects, animal pollination. If we wanted to just eat wind-pollinated plants, then we're limited to corn, wheat, and soybeans. But if we want to have all of the essential nutrients and amino acids that the variety of fruit and vegetables offer, cantaloupe, blueberries, coffee, chocolate, melons, peppers, tomatoes, all those things, we need animal pollinators, and they're in danger. Our global insect pollination is down.
Dr. Kane says healthy pollinators mean there's a secure food supply, which keeps people, animals, and the environment healthy. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business,